My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Just want to pray for you. Father, I just ask that everybody listening right now who has been wounded by the Pharisees, wounded by religion, wounded by the church, would be healed at this moment instantly in Jesus' name. I repent for the ministers who have abused you. I repent for the ministers who never received you. I repent for the ministers who didn't recognize your anointing and your calling from God. But this is a new day and a new hour in Jesus' name that you're going to rise to a new place. You're going to get off that couch. You're going to stop the sleeping. You're going to stop sleeping your days away. I know many of us come from a place sometimes of oppression and depressions and addictions. And when we get rejected, we seem to crawl back in the hole. Maybe we don't pick up the drugs or we don't pick up the alcohol, but we go back into the same emotional place. And I'm talking to somebody right now. I want you to come out of that emotional place. That wasn't God that put you in there. It wasn't God who rejected you. It wasn't God who abandoned you. It was man. So I want you to sit up on that couch. I want you to sit up in that chair. I want you to sit up in that bed. And I want you to just cry out to God right now. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I need help. Jesus, help me. Holy Spirit, I need to be strengthened. Holy Spirit, I can't do this without you. Holy Spirit, I know what you've put into me. Holy Spirit, help me to get my message out to the people. Holy Spirit, please, you're the dunamis dynamite power of God. Holy Spirit, I need strengthening right now in Jesus' name. The brood of vipers, the Pharisees, the whitewashed sepulchres have spoken doom and gloom over me, and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I ask you right now, Lord, to strengthen me, to get my legs to be strengthened, these feeble knees to be gone, and my knees to become strong in Jesus' name. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Well, right now, God's touching you. I know that because God just told me to do these messages for you. You know something? Man, even with God, can be sick. And a lot of these people don't really have God. They're hirelings. They've just gone into this because they want the money, they want the fame, they want their name, they want to be on CDs, they want to write a book. But it has nothing to do with building God's kingdom, and it has nothing to do with building up a man. And that's why you got the position you're in, because you looked to man to build you up. I'm telling you right now, you don't have to be ordained from any man. You've got a calling from God. Paul says, no man ordained me. It's nice if man recognizing it, good. But as you go on your way, you'll be recognized. Go to the highways and go to the byways. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them I want to heal the blind, the one that raised the dead. Go ahead. Give them your testimony. Tell them where God found you. Tell them about his grace. Tell them about his mercy. Tell them about the love. Don't miss the word. Don't miss anything. Rent a community hall. Do anything you have to. We're in the last hour, microseconds of time. It's time for the bride of Christ to rise up. The bride of Christ has been rejected from the mainline denominations, rejected from the hirelings, rejected from the Pharisees. Well, there's a voice crying in the wilderness for you to come out now. For it is an hour and moment of time like no other hour and moment of time. You've bowed down, you have submitted, but what's happened? They used you. They used you and they used you. Well, this hour and moment of time, you're not going to be used by man. God is going to use you in a good way. He's going to bring that testimony from you forward. He's going to have you speak to all kinds of people. You be obedient. Go to the streets. Go to the byways. Go ahead. Go to the highways. Go down those passageways between buildings. Go ahead. Go into the woods. Tell them about Jesus. Go to the homeless. Go to the drug addicts. Go ahead. Tell them about Jesus. And you know something? God will open doors for you beyond anything you could ever imagine or dream. You know something even greater than those doors opening? You lay your head in bed at night, put your head on the pillow, and go, Jesus, I gave it my all. Ministering. You know something? When I lay my head in the pillow at night, I go, Father, I gave it my all. I love you. God bless you. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net. God bless.